Thanks for meeting with me. I wanted to check in and see how your project's coming along.
We have all of our research done.
Now we are trying to figure out how best to present it to the class.
Yeah, we don't just want to, you know, end up lecturing them. We'd rather have a more interactive format.
All right, well, let's start with the information you'll be presenting.
Okay. As you know, our project is on dwindling grain reserves.
Dwindling grain reserves, right. And what did you find are the causes of this?
Well, we've reached a few conclusions. First is that our world's population has increased, so there are simply more people to feed.
But it's also that people are eating more meat these days.
But why is that relevant?
Because it takes a lot of grain to raise animals like cows for meat.
Even cultures that don't traditionally have a lot of meat in their diet are suddenly eating a lot more beef. This is due to globalization and the spread of industrial agricultural practices.
Factory farming, you mean?
Exactly. And this has serious consequences for the environment.
Uh-huh. Any other causes you unearthed, so to speak?
Yes, topsoil. Overfarming, for whatever reason it's happening, is destroying the topsoil we need for agriculture. So the land isn't producing as plentifully as it once did.
Well, I must say I'm quite impressed. You've definitely done your research properly. Now you just have to find a way to present it to the rest of the class.
Right. That's exactly where we are stuck. We are hoping that you have some suggestions for us, actually.
Let's start with what you've already brainstormed about the presentation.
Okay, well, first we were thinking to make this presentation as visual as possible. Our topic involves a lot of numerical data, and that's quite easy to put into charts and tables.
Yep, but typical charts and tables are sort of boring, no?
I guess so.
Why not use infographics instead?
We didn't think about that, but it's actually a really good idea. But how do you make those? I'm not very good with graphics myself.
A quick internet search should lead you to a variety of options.
Many thanks.
But we also want to make an interactive presentation, like we said. Maybe we could do an activity of some sort.
What kind of activity are you thinking?
I don't know, maybe interpreting a chart in small groups.
Data interpretation won't really engage the class. What about a small group discussion, like one on an ethical question?
So, like whether factory farming is ethical or not?
Sure, that's one way to approach it. You could also have students discuss what responsibility individuals have to making certain dietary choices.
Or, what about whether globalization has been beneficial or harmful to the environment?
Whatever question you think most fitting to your topic.
How many minutes should we leave for discussion?
You have a total of 40 minutes for the presentation. I recommend using no more than 15 minutes for the small group discussion.
All right. We'll get to work on it right away and send you an outline of the presentation tomorrow.